brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Come on in and sit down. We are here because we believe in freedom for all.
America.
Right? What a great sug segment tagline, huh?
We really need an eagle cry. Dave, go.
Caw-caw!
Well done.
And since we all love beer, let's start there with the freedom and that.
You know,
wonderful,
that's really cool. It sounds better if you actually read it before you.
Yeah.
Well. Caw-caw! There, I did it again. I just saved you again.
Wow. Okay. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
It is really good to be with you guys today.
Aww.
Ooh, he said you guys like he's from
somewhere.
You know. Didn't say y'all. Yeah. You guys.
Very good.
You
Very
guys.
Good old boy Sparky. Hello.
I'm wearing pants. Yeah.
We are so proud.
We had to actually put that into his contract.
Yeah. It's a little upgrade for all y'all.
Well, there's that. Good old boy Drew. Hello.
I don't know who any of these people are. There's just free beer and they kidnapped me. Send help.
Well, that's usually how we wrangle them in,
right? Or just send more beer.
Yeah, just send more beer. Good old boy Dave.
Hi.
Is beer help and is help beer?
Wow, yeah.
That's why I used to use sound effects.
Is that Kierkegaard?
That's how I say hello.
Yeah, wow.
Hi.
Okay.
For Hildegard.
Oh, you.
Boy, okay.
Sassy pants.
Girl. Okay. Focus.
Let's take it down a notch.
Yeah, let's take it down a notch.
Stop. Everybody stop having fun, okay? We're trying to do a show
here. It's a serious business.
Band, once again.
So serious. Okay. Today's episode is cool. Again. It's a competition. A lot of breweries like to put out mixed 12 packs. We've seen tons of them over the years, right? Some of them you're a little scared of, maybe. Some of them you're like, oh yeah, why not? Well, some will put 12 cans of one beer or a mix of 3 to 4 of their more popular beers. But sometimes breweries will take one of their most popular beers, create alternative versions or variations on a theme, if you will, and then create a mixed pack from that. Well, today we picked 2 of those, and we're going to try them and decide, well, who did it better? Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us about the beers that we're going to be trying today?
Bell's Brewery in Comstock, Michigan, has been producing Two-Hearted IPA since 1987.
Wow.
3 years before Sparky was born.
Ouch.
That was the year good old Sparky was born. Yeah, it is. I actually wrote that. Wow. It is arguably the greatest of all American IPAs. Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Wow, we're all about Michigan today.
Woo-hoo.
Started working on all day IPA, considered by many to be the first session IPA, in 2009, the year Sparky was born, and released it in wide distribution in 2013.
Is this like some sort of rebirth, like, you know, messianic thing going on?
That's when that's when his voice and other stuff dropped and he became a man. Aww. Both of these beers are iconic. But what happens when you add a little more of this, a little zhuzh, as my wife likes to say, or replace this with that? Bell's and Founders each have a mix pack out with their flagship in the base and some interesting variants, as the French say. But who did it better? I wish I had one of those things like better. but I don't.
If only you had a soundboard where you could have downloaded some sound effects and then queued them up for...
Who did it better?
Oh my God. Is this like WWF or something?
Has he been drinking already?
He might have been. Yeah, he might have been. Okay. Yeah.
I never stopped drinking.
There are only 4 episodes before this one, so...
Yeah, well, there's that. Okay, good old boy Kendall, why don't you tell us today's lineup?
Here are the Western Michigan beers we will discuss and rate today.
Here, brah, brah.
From Founders Brewing Company, All Day IPA, their legendary session IPA. All Day Crimson Sky, a red session IPA. Ooh. All Day West Coast, a West Coast session IPA. And All Day Hazy, their hazy session IPA. And from Bell's Brewery, the one and only Two-Hearted IPA. The Hazy Hearted IPA, and their Big Hearted Imperial IPA. Also in the mix pack, the Change of Heart Experimental IPA.
Oh. Cool. Oh. Thank you, Kendall. All right, good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us the Suds ratings for today?
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with the Suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Hear those ratings now in the voice of my wife after she's had 2 beers. Oh, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2. Was that a belch?
Oh my gosh.
3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body really should not make that sound. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Is the crack in the voice, you know, you imitating her to life, or is that just your inability to get it quite right?
I can't get it quite right.
Oh, okay. That was some pretty fine Michigan
thank you
accent.
Appreciate
going right
that.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
It just slips right out. It's amazing because
I used to sound like that until I moved to Tennessee 30 some years ago.
Your parents beat it out of you.
Well.
Y'all go learn.
Y'all.
Okay.
All that hot chicken burned it.
That's a story for another time.
Yeah. It's okay. Another episode.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's get to the beer. Now, since we've all had the base beer, the All Day IPA and the Two-Hearted IPA, we're not going to spend too much time on them, but we will rate them, you know, like as a baseline. Then we'll cover the rest of each mix pack and rate each beer and then the mix pack as a whole and decide who did it better.
Who did it better?
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with the All Day series, and we're going to do the All Day IPA et al.
This just looks like my urine.
And I got to be honest, I was kind of excited about the Crimson Sky because I don't think I've ever had a red session.
I have not.
So, okay. So let's all take a quick sip of the All Day. And it's light. Obviously, it's a session IPA, so it's going to be light. But it's still got a nice flavor to it. Pretty good balance.
Always has been my favorite low ABV IPA.
All day?
It does not taste the same.
All day long.
I think not out of the can. I think you should always judge other session IPAs and low ABV IPAs against this.
Yep.
Okay. And for those that don't know, nice sunglasses. The ABV on the All Day IPA is 4.7% ABV.
That's some good flavor for 4.7.
It really is, right?
And I think that's a problem with a lot of them is they try to go even smaller. So you've got some and they're like trying to do like 4% and it's just too small.
You strip everything out of it.
But yeah, this one's got even got a good color to it. You get a little malt taste, which you don't get in a lot of these.
Right.
And like I said, if I've got a favorite session IPA, which is a weird style to begin with, but this is it.
And it's the hot bitterness on the finish just kind of lingers for a little bit, which is nice.
Because isn't a session IPA just a pale ale?
Well, don't ruin the industry, but yes, Kendall, that is exactly what it is. And you know, God bless Founders because they invented the 15 pack. I mean, that is like what put them on the map. It really was. But the product is so much quality, and there's been so many people just trying to half-ass this for so many years. But these brilliant sons of guns whole ass to this.
Both cheeks.
And they brought us this amazing product.
Yeah. It's
without
great.
Compare.
Cool.
It's a classic. And I think this one is a... This is a solid 4 to get us started. So this is the original...
The OG.
All day. Okay.
Here comes the crimson sky.
Crimson.
Mm. It looks so good.
So, Juliana...
Gorgeous color.
I just have to tell you, so these I can't see the colors red or green without these special glasses I'm wearing right now. And so, seriously, and this is why I put these on, because I saw it was red, and I just really wanted to see this color, and holy crap,
it's gorgeous. Right?
It really is.
Yeah.
What's an interesting flavor?
Interesting means so many things to me, Dave.
But it's what I want out of a red beer.
It actually does taste.
It's got that malt.
Oh, my God.
Almost toasty, roasty malt.
Yes. Slightly roasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really
comfort.
Good.
It's comfort roast.
Oh, yeah. So this is 4.7% ABV, and it's got Azaka, Mosaic, Centennial, and Chinook.
So balanced.
I don't get a lot of individual hop out of it, but.
What was the ABV again?
4.7.
It also doesn't taste very heavily of rye, which is something that I see in a lot of red beers.
Right.
Especially hoppy varietals.
This is really good for a low ABV red beer. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on here for this. What kind of food
would you put, would you have this beer with?
I would eat probably 2 hot dogs and then second guess myself and then eat a corn dog afterwards, which would be the mistake.
Corn dog. I think the corn dog would be the right way to go.
But
I think I would dip the corn dog in.
Yeah. Reds and ambers are always going to be grilled meats. So grilled sausages or grilled steaks.
Mm. It really is one of the best culinary beers to pair with
it pairs so well, and
people forget that, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, it's because it's hard to make a good one, right? Milk.
So your Killian's isn't doing it for you?
No. Oh.
When was the last time you actually saw that on a shelf somewhere?
I haven't had a Killian's in 20 years.
Okay, we'll be back with more about the All Day series in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks
for
having
us. Today we're doing a big competition. It's Founders versus Bell's. And we're talking about mixed 12 packs that you can get at the grocery store or anywhere, any package store. What we started with is Founders, their All Day series. We talked about the original All Day IPA. And we were just finishing up about the All Day Crimson. Which, again, is like blowing my mind at how yummy it is.
I like this. I was prepared to hate it.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I found a can of this and a mix of this, I'd be like, damn, where's my 12 pack of just this?
I was just thinking, maybe just do a 12 pack of this one. Yeah.
But that's really good. Okay. Well, we are going to rate the All Day Crimson Day a 4.
Crimson Skies.
Crimson Skies. Yeah.
Crimson.
Okay.
Crimson.
Let's go to the hazy.
Oh.
On this one. Yep. The All Day Haze.
All day haze.
This one is a little bit higher in ABV. It's 4.9%.
Definitely more body on this.
It smells hazy.
Citra, Simcoe, Amarillo, oats, and wheat.
It does smell like a hazy boy.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, dude. Hazies all smell very similarly.
Yeah.
Even before you look at them. It looks hazy too.
Yeah.
It does.
What was
Wait till you taste
one?
It, Kendall.
4.9.
Guess what?
It tastes hazy.
So it's still in the session. Consistent. realm, you know, 4.9, but it's got a little body to it.
Yeah, a little creaminess. Bit.
If you handed that to me and didn't tell me it was a session beer, I don't know if I would think that it was.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because the mouthfeel of the hazies really throw off alcohol perception for me. And so if it's between four and a half and 6 to 7, I might even
It's all
know
basically the same.
But this is tasty.
For sure.
It's, I don't know.
I like it, but I don't. Maybe I'm still thinking about that crimson one.
I'm with you, Dave. I feel like this is an average hazy beer, and I feel like there's so many people making an average hazy beer. That's out there.
Like, whereas with the crimson beer, Sparky was like, I want a whole 12 pack of this.
Exactly.
I'm glad that there's only a couple of these.
Okay. Well, when I think about like Hazy Little Thing, right? Like that is, I feel so much better executed than something like this. Like if you threw that into a mixed.
If we were doing a hazy session IPA show, I don't think this would be very high in the flight.
Okay, that's fair.
But within the realm of I'm bought a variety 12. Pack of beer.
I'm
good to have two or four or whatever of these.
That's fair.
If I was somewhere and they had this on draft and I was sitting around watching a football game, and I would probably have a couple of these because I know it's super low ABV and it's got some flavor to it. But yeah, I'm not going to go out looking for a 12.
So, yeah, to Sparky's point, you know, you'll seek out the red one.
Well, I think to Ken, like you said, like if you're out sitting somewhere watching a game or you want to be out for a bit and you like Hazy Boys, then drink this.
Yeah.
Because then you can keep drinking, have some food, and you're going to keep going versus a few 6 percenters or even higher, you know?
I'm going to say it, and I'll say it again. If this was a 12-pack of Old Fezziwig, dear Boston Brewing Company, someday you will bring this back to us.
True.
It'll be a variety pack of just the same cans. Yes. Of Old Fezziwig.
Well, now that they're not, Cratchit, now that they're not going to be making as much Truly, you know, they've got capacity.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I do that.
So the All Day Haze, if we were to rate it by itself, we would rate it a 3.
Still tasty, though.
Yeah. Okay. And then last but certainly not least is going to be the All Day West Coast.
not east because it's West Coast. Yeah, I see what you did there.
Well done, Juliana.
Totally planned.
Okay. Yeah. And this one is back at 4.7% ABV.
Upon first looking at this, I would not have expected this to be the West Coast just based on color compared to all the rest of them, but. You know, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah. For sure.
Does anybody ever want to do
I'm kind of with Dave. How is this much different from regular All Day?
Well, does anybody want to drink a West Coast that's a session, really, anyway? Isn't and the whole also, point of West
really,
Coast?
This isn't a West Coast. Look at this. I mean, it's hazy. It's kind of like.
But again, it's not West Coast. Okay, the IBUs on this is only 35.
So this is more like new school West Coast where it's really not the caramel malt.
It's LA.
It is very thin. There is no backbone whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that.
This mix pack, this is probably my least favorite of the four beers.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a step down.
However, I'm going to play the devil's out. I'm going to play the devil here. Okay. And when you're thinking of a West Coast IPA, you're thinking a big malt, big hops, big flavor, right?
Something see through.
Okay, how do you dial that down then? Like, do you know what I mean?
You can't.
You really, it's really
that's
hard.
That's why nobody
you
makes.
Don't do it.
Nobody right. makes session West Coasters. It's
except for this poorly. You know.
Well, okay. So you're saying it's poorly executed?
No. I didn't say that. I actually paused. Poorly just thought of. Like, why make this beer at all?
Well, okay. I think you could make a session West Coast IPA, and I think what you would do is you would. So I guess you have to determine, are you making a new school West Coast IPA, which is basically just a clear hazy boy, or are you making an old school West Coast IPA, which has caramel malt and all that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. You'd be better off making the one with a little bit of the caramel malt and some IBUs to balance it out and still stay at 4.something%.
So like regular All Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Juliana, you like this one? I answer honestly.
Sorry.
No, I'm not saying that I like this one, but I'm just trying to say, like, I give them props for attempting to do a West Coast session. Because
Kendall's like,
yeah,
no. There was an attempt.
Right, because no one is really going to go and try this.
Yeah.
And try making this. Because, you know, like, it's out of the realm, it's almost out of the realm of possibility.
You know what this one tastes like to me? This is the second runnings from All Day.
Sure.
This is,
or maybe third runnings. Yeah.
This okay. is the brewer looking at you going, you want me to make what?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll fill the can.
Okay. The All Day West Coast, we're going to say, is a 2. Now, overall, for the mix pack, having the All Day, the West Coast version of that, the Hazy version of that, and the Crimson Day version of that.
I want a 12-pack of Crimson.
I know, right?
So I would take this. I like the 12-pack. I would take it to a party. I would make sure I got all the Crimsons out for me. Yeah. And I would hand all the West Coast to people who really don't know beer and go, here, take this.
Or I would save the West Coast for the very end of the night. And you're like, I want one warm beer, but man, I'm kind of burnt out.
You can't taste anything anyway. Burnt.
Yeah. You know. I just
need the alcohol in this. Yeah, that's all we need at this point.
I need to ride out the night. Yeah. No, okay. I think this is a good mix pack.
Yes,
yeah,
a good pack.
Okay. Well, how would you rate the mix pack as a whole?
With Old Fezziwig, 5.
11.
I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go with a good solid 4 because it's got a nice variety, and I think it would, you know, get to everyone.
I think they made some good individual beers. Yeah. Like that Crimson Skies.
It was really good.
That is a good standalone beer.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I think for the beer nerd that already knows what the All Day is like, that's a good.
And I think the Hazy is a pretty good standalone, too. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Let's.
Oh, do we get to drink some Two Hearted?
Story time.
Oh. Do we get to listen to Drew tell a story?
Yes, we get to listen to Drew. Yes.
So, headline, Dateline, March 27, 2023. An Australian punk band has released the world's first urine-filled vinyl album.
What?
And I really enjoy that they opened with a quote, you know, classic AP style. You just bought a liquid disc full of our piss. Boast Melbourne Punk's private function as they announce an unlikely breakthrough in vinyl technology. Australian
Banned
punks
once again.
Private Function are releasing what they're claiming is the world's first urine-filled vinyl album.
I like that it came from Private Function.
They made it far too public. The Melbourne quintet broke the news in an Instagram post revealing that fans who ordered a limited edition version of the new album, and I'm going to spell this out for you so you know what it is, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. 370HSSV space 0773H, which is hello asshole backwards in, you know, leet speak. Is that still a thing? Do we still call it?
Anyway. Yeah.
I think it's Australian.
Yeah. Would be receiving rather more than they bargained for. Congratulations to the 50 people who ordered the gold version of our new record. Well, say the band.
They must be dehydrated.
Next to the video that shows band members emerging from a toilet armed with bottles of a mysterious amber liquid. Is there really a whole lot of mystery? You just bought a liquid disc full of our piss. Because of the annoying amount of experimentation needed to make this record work, we don't have a physical copy yet. They continue, but here's a video outlining the creation of it.
So they just pissed away their time.
Please don't use our DNA to commit crimes, they add, perhaps wisely. Private Function has already run into trouble with Hello Asshole, their third album, after it was revealed that the first 3,000 copies of the album, which features a lottery card style scratchable cover with a $2,999 prize in Australian, which aren't real dollars, like not freedom dollars,
45 cents.
No, I think doesn't really count.
Would not be eligible for sale in South Australia after falling foul of the state's gambling laws. They had a problem with the scratch off, not with the piss, I guess. But to all South Australian record Australian residents, this first pressing is not available to you because your government sucks. Proclaim the ban. We're sorry. Hopefully, we can come to some kind of deal with your government. Otherwise, we'll make sure you receive future pressings. The state later gave the album permission, an exemption. The idea that someone is going to become addicted to scratchies by buying multiple albums is probably not a high risk from my point of view, admitted South Australia's Liquor and Gambling Commissioner and General Fun Killer, Denny Sulio. Hello Asshole is out this Friday and can be ordered from their Bandcamp page. The first single from the album, Seize and Destroy, was released in October.
Did you just say Bandcamp?
Bandcamp. Yeah, it's apparently still a thing.
Yeah.
As a teenager.
Bandcamp?
As a teenager, I found it weird that the Stooges had a song called Search and Destroy and Metallica have a song called Seek and Destroy, explained frontman Chris Penny. So I wrote part of three, Seize and Destroy.
I don't see how these guys aren't a lot bigger.
That might be what they do with the albums, you know, depending upon what countries they go to. They may seize and destroy, kind of like the champagne of beers. It would Belgium, you know, maybe convince? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, so here's the thing, okay?
Is there really any way to respond to
that? I'm really curious of the technology they use to insert urine into a vinyl pressing.
I don't know how vinyl records are made, but I thought it's petroleum based, right? So, right?
For me, like, it feels like the way that they described it is filled. Like, it feels like they like have a vessel within, like an empty space within the record that they then are inserting urine.
I thought they just mixed it into the vinyl.
Like blended you know, it's not 80 gram vinyl. It's like, it's 76 gram plus 4 grams of urine in the pressing.
Well, I remember, you know, on the
liquid disc full of our piss. I don't know.
And the pee is probably the best part of the album.
Oh, man. Yeah, that really depends on
how would it look on the platter, you know?
Like, yeah, it's a little swishy.
No.
I've got a lot of questions. They probably won't get answered. So where are we starting with this?
Okay, so now we're going to go, and we're going to start with the Bells mix set. So let's talk about Two Hearted, which is, you know, we've discussed on this show many, many times. I know it's one of Kendall's favorites. I think it's probably, like I said earlier, I think it's arguably the best American IPA.
Yeah.
There's absolutely a great case to be made for it. So let's talk a little bit about the Two Hearted first. Let's go with that one.
Such a great beer. I checked the date on a can. It's about a month old, so it's still drinking really nice. What a beautiful beer. This really is. This is one of my top five beers of all time. I love Two Hearted. I used to travel to great distances to buy this beer before it came to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The before times.
Beautiful color, beautiful aroma. It's just, this is everything I want my IPA to be.
There's this subtle caramel sweetness to it that rides along with those hops. And I think that's what makes it, because I think that's what is missing from a lot of the beers today.
It's like perfectly balanced.
They've sold out the grain bill and just gone with the hops. You know, this one, you still get that malt, which, you know, I think is an important part of beer, honestly.
You know, it's funny. I was running, had this big party I was throwing, and I ran into Target, which I normally don't buy my beer from there. And I grabbed a whole bunch of beer for this, including a case of Two Hearted. And I ran into another friend of mine who happens to be the town moil, and in the same grocery store. And he said, "Stop, look at the date codes on these. On the Two Hearted," and he says, "because it's like all over the place where we get it here."
Yeah, honestly.
And I got lucky. It was 3 weeks old.
Nice.
There was another. I had grabbed another 12 pack in there that was actually like 4 months old, and they were both on the same shelf.
Wow.
And so, like,
were they both Two Hearted, or was it?
Yeah, they're both Two Hearted, and I embarrassingly just left the other. I threw that in the cosmetics section. So they're not
rotating the stock at Target.
I'm not saying.
Or is it the distributor?
Well, I'm not saying any of those things. I just know that the case I had was delicious. The one that I left in the cosmetics section.
So I would tell you, though, I bet you that four-month-old case of Two Hearted was still pretty good. Because we actually did an episode earlier.
Yep.
Retasted cosmetics
as we said, it's situational. The pairing is very important.
We gave each other facials while we
Your average beer drinker who doesn't really pay attention to that, and it maybe hasn't had Two Hearted in a while, would probably drink it and go, "This is fine." And Two Hearted, we go, "This is held up pretty good." Yeah. It's not prime Two Hearted, but it's still a good beer.
Nice backbone.
I think that's a day in the life of the average American beer shopper, though. It's a crapshoot wherever you go.
How many people think that they hate a beer because they just got a really old version of it?
Yeah. Unless you buy your two-hearted directly from Bell's Brewery, chances are, you know, you should do like the Moyle does and check the dates, you know. But, you know, you never know what it's going to end up being. But so we all love two-hearted. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. What would we rate?
And also, this is 7.0% ABV. It's
the perfect ABV.
Right, we're setting the standard.
Kindles. Yeah, I think I said on another episode, I love my ABV and my IPAs at 7%.
There we go. All right, so we're going to rate Bell's Two-Hearted IPA
a 5. No doubt.
Wasn't even a question.
I was going to start a fight if we did.
Kendall is bigger than me by a half, and he's right.
We just found out in the previous episode, bigger's not always better, though.
Yeah, but have you met Kendall? I mean, look, he's got that weird twitch in his left eye. Like, you don't want to mess with him.
Until Kendall throws a haymaker.
Yeah.
Weight classes exist in wrestling and boxing for a reason. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Sure. I'm a fragile, tiny little man.
All right, what is our first one?
Well, let's go big, right? Let's do the big-hearted.
Wow, there's some booze on the nose on this one. I just lost a couple of nose.
Ooh, what's the ABV on this one? God dang.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, wow. This is malt liquor. This isn't an IPA.
It's like if...
I may have to go lay down here in a minute.
Yeah, reminds me.
I'm really glad you guys laid down those little mats over there for us to take
off. Nap time for everyone.
Yeah, this... This is a halfway between a two-hearted and a hop slam.
Yeah.
It's a good call. Yeah, so much. Not just it's balanced, but it's still on the sweet, you know there's a lot of malt in this.
I'm like, is there honey in that? You know, that's why I was like, hop slam? I was like, I don't think there's honey. There's not, but.
No, I mean, so the big-hearted is 9.5%.
Wow. Holy God.
That's what you want, though, right?
Well, after 6 months, it's barley wine.
Yeah.
Before that, it's an IPA.
Ooh, a barrel-aged big heart.
What is it, life?
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we've been doing a nice little battle of the mix packs between Founders and Bell's. Right now we are on the Bell's side of things, and we are
see what
you did
there.
Yeah, wasn't that cute what he did there? Yep. So we had talked about the two-hearted, the original, and now we're talking about the big-hearted, which is big.
Yeah, I can't feel my molars anymore.
I've had this before, but it's been a very long time because I'd never had it again because I would rather drink.
He chose to never have it again.
It's fine, but I would rather drink two or three two-hearteds in one of these. It's just so much beer.
It's like if you were in a hurry.
Don't drink this beer.
To get wasted.
Yeah.
If I was in a bad relationship and wanted to forget about it fast, I'd drink a 40 of this.
But then again, you're in Western Michigan.
If I needed to black out,
that's a good point. That's a really good point.
It's not a bad place to be. Kendall, I know, I'm just messing with
Kendall,
you.
Could you, you go to shotgun the beach? A crowler of this?
Oh, God.
I could. Why? Of course, it's possible, but I wouldn't want to.
There might be a Wisconsin thing.
This is just, it's like a lot of other big double or triple IPAs. It's a little too sweet for me.
Yeah.
They're very heavy. And you drink them and you're just like, you're out.
You That's just a need lot. A nap.
Is there a food you could pair this with, which would sort of tone it down a little bit?
And yeah, if I ate two full racks of ribs and just really wanted to just seal the deal,
make sure like you fell asleep.
Yeah,
I was thinking for a bigger sure. bowl if I got of the chili itis, or something. This is yeah. how right, some kind of spicy.
But man, a nice 10-ounce pour of this around a campfire on a cold night would be nice.
Sure.
It'd warm you up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys noticing like berry fruits on this? Like, I find this really interesting because, you know, the original is just like citrus, pine, traditional hops.
It's mostly centennial hops.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this one's got a little something else going on. Or is it just me? No.
Is it Centennial and Amarillo that's the pair?
Well, I guess maybe with some sure of that extra secondary hops are.
Yeah, there's just so much residual sugar and sweetness.
Okay. You could make the case that there's some berries in there.
Okay, well, Two Hearted is just 100% Centennial.
Yep.
So, yeah, and this one's a little bit more of something. Yeah, they don't.
Well, something.
I'm not sure it's a little.
Definitely
bit
a little
more.
Something.
Yeah. Okay, I was trying more. To be nice, but they don't say on the website what the. But I'm getting berries. Like I'm just, yeah. We would rate the Big Hearted a 3.
I think I'm gonna have a headache after this.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Moving on. Let's go to the hazy.
Hazy Hearted.
Yeah.
It's good Lord, this thing's hazy.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty juicy.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of tropical fruit mm-hmm. in that one.
Very fruit, what very what fruit a difference forward. From the previous 12-pack, their version of a hazy. Like, this is, like, mm-hmm. much more
true to form. Well, that was a form. Session, you know, well, too.
I will say, even despite the disparity across the different styles in the other 12-pack, they all still felt kind of like the base beer.
Yeah.
This is all over the place.
This has been a big departure.
Yeah, this is sure. nothing like Two Hearted other than the name.
No, and this is 7.5% ABV.
Only 0.5%?
Wow.
It doesn't, no, but it's,
doesn't feel like it.
I think it's because there's more hop, like more varieties of
and
hops
sugar
in this.
Too from the...
I mean, I like the body on it. I mean, if you're going to, like... Well, here's the deal.
I really
if
like
you
it.
If you don't like hazies... Okay, this is not, you're not going to like this, right?
No.
But if you do like a hazy IPA, this has what you're looking for. Yeah. It's got the body.
Gets the job done.
You can't see through it. You know, it's got tropical fruits and nuts and berries and all that crap. So, I mean, it's pretty good.
Okay. Well, the thing about the hazy is it has the wheat and it has the oats to make it hazy and creamy, you know. So even though this is only 0.5% difference in terms of ABV, it's making it night and day. But what do you think of a hazy version of a Two Hearted?
I'm here for it, personally. I mean, I it's a little sacrilegious, sure, but...
Yeah, I think they borrowed the name. I don't think this is in any way connected, related, or similar to Two Hearted. It's totally different.
Yeah.
Completely.
But it's well
executed. Which is kind of what you expect, because you can't turn Two Hearted into a hazy and it would have it be good.
Right.
Right. And I think that's a good distinction. It's like you can't take the Two Hearted recipe and then just do some stuff to it and make a good hazy.
Yeah.
You really need to make the recipe for a hazy IPA.
Pull the caramel out, you know, throw in the wheats and oat instead.
And they did it right.
Change your hop schedule too.
Yeah.
Because in the Two Hearted, we're getting a lot of that hop up front, you know, to get that bitterness.
Right.
And this one, you know, bitterness doesn't factor in at
very
all.
Very smooth, very pillowy.
So a lot more dry hopping going on in this one.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's cool.
But again, it's well executed.
Hazy. Yeah,
it's well executed. Hazy.
What are you thinking, Juliana?
I like it for what it is, but I'm still like holding fast to the original. You know what I mean? Like that's what whenever I think of Bell's and I'm thinking of the Two Hearted. For it being a hazy in this mix pack, it's kind of hard for me because it's like apples and oranges. But for what it is, I do. Like it.
Yeah. Juliana, if what that if makes you had sense. A change of heart?
I might be having a change of heart.
Just don't get shot. I know. Through the heart.
Well, okay. So, I mean, but okay. Now, let me ask you this: in terms of hazy IPAs, how does this one stack amongst hazies?
Yeah, I mean,
I enjoy it.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's no Treehouse, but you know, whatever.
Okay. Well, we are going to rate the Hazy Heart a 3.
Oh.
Because majority rules.
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah, we were downvoted, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, you were
downvoted. Whatever.
Okay.
Haters.
Now let's go to the Change of Heart experimental. Yeah. See, I did have a change of heart.
Oh, I see what happened.
Now
there.
It says change of heart, a cold IPA, fruit forward and piney. Ooh. This one is 6.8% ABV.
Oh, damn. This is such a.
I like it.
Are you getting some this pineapple? Is
completely, a lot of pineapple.
A lot of pineapple.
A lot of pineapple.
And good now grief. For something totally different.
That's when we were going, when I was just wondering, even before you said that, what would a change of heart experimental be? And I'm thinking, obviously, everybody's doing cold IPAs this day. So
golly.
I like it. I like it's clear, it's crisp, it's light.
This is lovely.
That pineapple it nice. Yeah. That comes out. It's
you this know, has been my favorite of all these that we've had so far.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice one.
And you know what's crazy is that when you go to the website and you look this up, there is nothing about pineapple in this. There's no pineapple.
Oh, I'm getting it.
This is like a tiki. I know. This is almost a tiki drink, you know?
It is.
But I get a lot of those flavors out of the cold IPAs. I'm trying. They're very hot.
Yeah, that's
they're very
true.
Hot prominent. They're kind of like a clear... clean, very light bodied, hazy. If you just took out all the haziness.
Yeah.
This is lovely. Like this to me makes up for the hazy that I was like struggling with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I wanted it to be X and it was Y. But this is just, great. Yeah.
Yeah. Just such a nice departure. And just, I mean, I could take a 12 pack of this during the summer and be just fine. I would mow all my neighbors' lawns just to earn.
I was just going to say, I would pair this with mowing the yard.
Just so clean, so light, so crisp, really dry finish. And those hops just dance. The
and I would smoke some
around.
Pork products to go with this too. Like, oh my God. Can you imagine
course,
some like
right?
a shoulder with this? Holy God.
Yeah. I mean, like if you were at a luau, this is the beer to have with it if you were going to have beer. You know what
Dave
I mean?
Dave and Juliana, can I mow your lawns?
Yes.
If you have more of this, I will do that for you. You guys have like 12 acres out there, and I will do this for you.
I will go buy more of this if you'll mow the yard.
Okay, sure. Fair.
This is lovely.
Yeah, okay. They need to put this in 12 packs.
Okay, absolutely. We are going to rate this a beautiful 4. But we could border onto a 5. Okay.
What was the mystery, guys?
Okay.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah. So the mystery cup that I poured was, now this is not in the mixed pack. Let me qualify that. But this is the lighthearted ale.
So this is a variant on Two Hearted.
This is another variant on Two Hearted.
I'm glad I saved some big and regular Two Hearted just to kind of.
So this one is only 3.7% ABV,
which is miraculous. But this is, like, if you're going to drink a light beer.
Like, are you adding water to get that low?
Just drink this, man.
But it's still got that
for sure.
The caramelly flavor you get out of a two-hearted.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there's one, and I've always thought, if there's one light IPA that can stand up to all day, it's this one.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of liked lighthearted. It's a nice, easy drinking beer that still has those flavors I like from two-hearted.
This is the first time I've had it.
It actually holds up to the family legacy.
It really does. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah.
And the color scheme on the can. I don't know what it is about the color scheme on the can. But
there's sort of a reverse retro thing going on.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
really
for
good.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get like a little bit of grass or something, but it makes sense.
I call it peanut shell. Like there's an earthiness almost like it reminds me of like a what I get in some bourbons as well.
But at 3.7%, dude, I mean, you're...
Yeah, that's a whole point below
all day. You're getting paid to drink this beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting less drunk by drinking this beer.
It's pretty much got electrolytes in it.
But how lovely is this? And like, this truly is a testament of you don't need a high ABV to have something that's flavorful. You know what I mean?
They should give football players this instead of Gatorade.
Or dump it on the coach's head.
Yeah, yeah, Gatorade probably has a bigger budget to pay for the placement.
Just a smidge.
Well, yeah. Okay. So if we, okay, so on its own, the lighthearted ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a solid four. Really? This is, yeah.
Juliana, thanks for throwing this in the mix. I had no idea what you're doing just because you threw a random glass at us. And that was
stuff. Man. I
yeah,
do
you
that.
Do you do sneaky stuff all the time, and it's always delightful. Thank you for that.
She's very sneaky.
But this is
duplicitous,
just,
I would say. Oh, I'm sorry. What I was talking about
last. Whereas when Dave sneaks stuff in on us, it's usually a very bad thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's thing. Like bad, yes. Bad friends.
Here's an Imperial Seltzer.
Okay, so now
Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, and Chipotle. Let's bring this back around.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Let's, okay, so the Bell's mix pack of the Two Hearted, the Hazy, the Big Hearted, and the Change of Heart.
Was there any, like, okay, so what was the weak point in it? It was
I feel like the Big Hearted and Hazy were the two weak points, but like if it was just like half Two Hearted, half Change of Heart, or all of Change of Heart,
I would say
I'd be great with that.
Actually, when I pick up a mix pack, I'm taking it to a party or picnic. So replace the Big Hearted with the Lighthearted. Because
okay, and
that's
that was
what I
want
to take to a party.
But you are going to steal the best beers before those other suckers.
Absolutely.
Actually. Yes, me too.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but that was going to be my question on this. You know, in throwing a little curveball, is do we keep it as it is or do we exchange the Lighthearted? Because I feel that they're missing out on the Lighthearted and the people that would really enjoy a Lighthearted.
I would say instead of the Big Hearted, I would take out the Hazy Hearted. And do
the Lighthearted.
Yeah,
I'm down. Because
then you've got the regular, the big, and the little, the light. And then
I'm trapped in a loveless marriage. I need to drink all the Big Hearteds I can.
And you cannot get rid of the experiment or the change of heart.
That was a great one.
No.
Can't get rid of that.
Unless you're just giving it to us in a 12-pack or, you know, 24-pack or
a keg.
99-pack. Do they have to license that?
No, they
maybe,
don't.
Maybe some sort of IV.
I didn't know if the 99 was trademarked by.
Okay. You know. So what are we going to rate the Mix 4 pack itself from Bell's? Yeah. Good solid 4. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a 4-ish. And the other one was a 4. Now, the big question is, which one is better?
I'm going to go for the Bell's personally.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
Okay, really it really depends on the crowd.
Well, okay, so the Founders, the best one was the Crimson Sky, right?
It was
Crimson.
Yeah.
Okay, so then in the Bells, the best one was the Change of Heart.
Experimental Change of Heart. Yeah.
So would you go Change of Heart or Crimson Skies?
Well, Change of Heart.
I would go into the grocery store, find those 12 packs, rip out those beers, throw them in a mix 6.
Put those two together.
Exactly. And win
and
the whole.
$9.99.
For me, this is a really hard choice because it really depends on where I'm going. I pick up mix packs oftentimes. Well, sometimes I drink them at home. If I'm drinking at home, I'm probably just going to buy both. But if I'm going to a party with you guys, with my beer friends, I'm grabbing the Bells. If I'm going to a party with folks that don't really know much about beer,
then
I'm
grabbing
the Founders
because it's lighter.
It's easier, it's more approachable.
Yeah,
but so it depends on where I'm going and who you're doing.
Know your audience.
Yeah, know your audience.
Yeah.
Shake my head.
I will just say
a little bit more.
If you'd left out the West Coast from the all day, it'd be a lot closer for me. But the Bell's one.
Sure.
The West Coast was the only beer that I thought was just truly not.
Not what it should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say it didn't stand up to the rest of the beers in the pack or the flight.
I think they each definitely had a very strong and then one we didn't like as much. But I mean, that's to be expected.
Okay. So then for us, the true winner is going to be the Bell's over the Founders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
as a true beer nerd.
But it's close. Yeah.
But it is close.
So it's close. Situational. It's close.
But I like Kendall's thing, like, know your audience.
Yeah.
Who you're pitching this to.
Sure. But if you're in the grocery store and you don't know what to pick up, but you want to pick up something, either one of these is going to be great, right?
Those mixed packs are so much fun, especially if it's all Old Fezziwig. Thank you, Boston Beer Company. Please listen to my pleas.
Well, that is going to do it for today. And I think this was a really, really cool episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old boy Kendall. Thanks for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
Please tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com and follow us as we drink at every brewery in the state of Tennessee at bm3.beer.
Nice.
Woohoo! Good old boy Sparky.
Hey, thanks for having me, and please follow my blog where I blog about Old Fezziwig and how it needs to be in every single mixed pack and how Boston Beer Company has been abusing us all these years by not providing it on a regular.
And Sparky has pictures wearing pants. Good old boy, Drew.
I'm sitting here counting the days until Christmas and how often I have to hear about Old Fezziwig in between now and then.
Well,
it is really good, though.
It is. Sure. It is. Good boy, Dave.
Hey, I'd like to promote my new OnlyFans account where I drink beer topless.
Is it Old Fezziwig? OnlyFans?
If I could find it,
I would say. It needs to be. All right. This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Thanks so much for joining us. Keep on chugging and catch you later.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.